102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
Good morning, Taylor. Welcome to the Dream Team.
How you doing? Good morning.
All right, my man. Thanks for reaching out. You're going to be seeking a pardon from Brenda, your co-workers at a grocery store. Tell us what happened between you guys and why you need a pardon.
Okay, that's a little embarrassing. I thought she was sick. She looked sick to me. Mm-hmm. And I informed the manager, and the manager called her in for a meeting. And turns out she wasn't sick. And then she asked who asked about her, and I got outed. So she's very upset with me, and I just wanted to, you can't be too careful these days. And I just wanted to apologize.
Since then, the relationship has been a little strained.
To say the least.
All right. So run it down again, Taylor. Let us know what happened. So she's looking what? Looked sweaty? Did she look fluid?
Yeah.
She coughing?
I thought it was flu-like symptoms. She looked like she was out of breath, and she was a little on the, I hate to say it, but she looked a little peaked. She looked a little sweaty and a little tired, and I was kind of concerned, so I had to, make a report, I had to say something to someone, if you see something, say something.
You felt like you were helping everybody out at work, you're doing the right thing, trying to keep everybody safe, right?
Yes, it was definitely more on the side of caution than anything else.
Your heart was in the right place, I get it.
Now, did you approach her at any time and just let her know that I'm looking at you and I'm kind of concerned that you may be exhibiting some symptoms? Did you approach her or did you just go straight to the manager?
No. How do you even say that? That's the reason why I went to management was because I didn't want to have that awkward conversation,
Right. Well, if you're coworkers, would you rather, I'd rather have my coworkers come to me than have the boss talk to me.
Yeah, me too, because you never know what it is. But in that situation, so since then, she's just been, non-responding to you at work? You guys are not talking, and is that how bad it's gotten?
It's been very cold, to say the least,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a lot of side-eye, I think it's called.
Yeah,
She got that evil look in her eye.
And since then, she's recovered, right? No symptoms. She's at work. She's fine?
Yes. No problem at all.
Okay.
I do feel a little embarrassed about that.
You probably jumped the gun on that. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and reach out to Brenda and see if we can get her side of the story, found out how she felt during this whole ordeal. And then we'll have you guys talk and see if she'll be willing to grant you a pardon, okay?
Great.
Good morning, Brenda.
Morning.
Hey, Brenda. What's your current temperature?
Feverish symptoms.
Yeah, just being a little, all right.
You look a little sweaty, is what we're saying.
Welcome to the Dream Team this morning. Now, we understand there's a situation at your job between you and Taylor, one of your coworkers. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened. I got pulled into the manager's office, and he asked me if I was feeling okay because I looked a little sweaty and maybe I was under the weather. I had been pushing shopping carts out in the parking lot. I know now that it was Taylor that asked, and I was doing that before Taylor got to work. So, he didn't see me. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't you just ask? Ask me.
So you were sweaty. Just
really, yeah, okay.
I was sweaty because I had exerted myself.
It's a lot of carts out there. They're all over the place. Yeah. I've seen how people do with shopping carts. They just let it go anywhere.
Oh, man, have you ever tried to push 20 of those and then get them back in? It's hard work.
Yeah, mm-mm. I understand. And then you got to chase down the spares, the ones, the staggerers. Yeah, I understand. Okay.
You're running all over the place.
Okay, so you were just a little winded because of that situation. And he went straight to the manager. Now, the manager told you that Taylor was the one that gave the information. How did that happen? Is that even legal? Can
the
they do that?
A snitch.
I asked. I was just like, I'm fine. Who's asking? And she told me.
Okay, you and the manager must be friends or something.
I mean, yeah, we hang out.
Yeah.
Brenda's just very assertive. Very assertive.
I don't know. I think the manager was trying to get Taylor in trouble. What y'all think, Dream Team?
I never thought about it that way. You could be onto something right there.
I think there's a little something with this manager right here.
Get him on the line. Get the manager on the line.
A little shady to me. Probably jealous of y'all relationship. So I'll tell you what. We do have Taylor on the line this morning. He wants to just say a few words to you, Brenda. We need you to listen to him, and we need you to possibly make a decision, okay?
All right.
All right. Go ahead, Taylor. Brenda is on.
Hi, Brenda. Nice to talk to you. I apologize. I didn't know how to ask you. You know what I mean? I didn't know how I could ask you without sounding inappropriate. You know what I mean? In my head, when I went over it, I was like, it's just better to do it this way. And I know in the future now to just, talk to people directly. I'm really sorry about the whole thing.
Okay, so Taylor, I was obviously missed. I'm sorry that I was a little cold. I appreciate this, and I will tell you, you went about this the right way. Calling the Dream Team, if there's any way to get me to forgive you, you did it.
There we go. Now we're your secret weapon, Taylor.
Awesome.
Look at that. Fixing problems every day. That's what we do.
That's right. So you're willing to grant him a pardon?
I like this.
Absolutely, yes.
Woo. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Because you know what? The worst thing you could do is have some drama in the workplace where you got to go and make your money every day. That is absolutely the worst.
And Brenda, maybe next time, you know, just carry a towel with you and some water. You know what I'm saying? Just pat it down. Hydrate. You know, that way you don't look so tired.
Okay. Yeah. I will keep that in mind.
We're so glad that you guys can go back to work. Work in harmony, man. You don't need that drama in your life. You guys have a pardon today. It don't always happen. But Bay Area, if you want to do the same, just go to KBLX.com. Click on the beg your pardon and drop your scenario in there. And you could be like these two wonderful people getting a pardon right here with the Dream Team on 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks in R&B.